This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Parents and students across the state want to know, how safe is it to go back to school? With no statewide requirements for vaccinations or masks, school districts and public health departments are charting their own ways. Denver Public Schools is requiring masks for all students and staff, but most other districts have no mask requirements. Colorado PTA State President Stacy Ruddy says many parents are confused or anxious, and others don't want any mandates. She notes that recently, three Denver area districts came out with vaccine and mask guidance.
And they're all three different. So it's certainly confusing for parents, especially if you have a kid in more than one school district.
A push to rebuild what was once a booming Black community in the Colorado Prairie got a boost of funding. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The National Park Service's African American Civil Rights Grant Program has awarded nearly $500,000 to the University of Northern Colorado to help preserve the town of Deerfield. The farming community of Black families flourished during World War I, but it was wiped out after the Dust Bowl and Great Depression, and families moved away. The Black American West Museum owns the few remaining structures and says Deerfield is an important part of migration in the West. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The smoke and poor air quality will stick around statewide this evening and tomorrow. It may be a bit cooler tomorrow, too. Right now, Metro Denver is in the 90s. This is CPR News.